We are grateful to the Lord. Day four of the global day of prayer and fasting with our man of God. And it's actually for us day five of us, day six of our 7 days of prophecy. Tomorrow is our last day, and then we have the hour of power in the morning on Saturday, and that happens to be the last day of the prayer and fasting with our man of God. And do you remember what Pastor said? Pastor said that there will be a condensation right now. The we are seeding the clouds and they're gonna pour. I'm very excited about this, about what the Lord is showing us, and that he guided us to come together like this to pray and to prophesy. And I hope that you got to see the prophecies. You know, there were so many prophecies yesterday posted on the various groups, and if you didn't, by tomorrow I'll let you know where you can actually, because we'll put them up with a link so that you can actually download all of them, you know, and make war with them. That's why we prophesy, because they are ammunition. Our words are potent. Our mouths are a weapon, and from our mouths come, I just have to call them ammunition, because whether you're going to call them arrows or bullets or bombs or whatever, that they are laden with power. And they, when they hit the target, they release the energy. That energy causes changes, irrevocable, irreversible change. You know, and that's one of the reasons why we are cautioned not just to speak. Don't just open your mouth, you know, without being guided, because whatever comes out will cause one of two things. It will either create or it will destroy. So we're grateful that we have it and we are using it at this time. These are very exciting times, I tell you, very exciting times. Yesterday, the prophecies had to do with our wealth and how we have been positioned for kingdom expansion and the bankrolling of that expansion. And today we continue, as the Lord guides, to make declarations that will not return unto us void. You know, yesterday as I prophesied and more prophecies came from each one of them, I was excited when I saw what the Lord was saying. And then I had further guidance on the finance program that we're having, and to me it's a sign. Yesterday, a man of God approved certain messages that we're going to have the privilege to listen to, which doesn't happen. And I didn't know, I got to know that this is the first time Christ Embassy Lagos Zone 1 is having such a program. That we've not had this kind of a finance program before, and so I think that is a major blessing for us as a zone. I told you that we're having with us esteemed Pastor Lamri Alabi, esteemed Pastor Bjorn Lawal, esteemed Pastor Diola Phillips, esteemed Pastor Yemisi Kudembo. I mean, Pastor approved for them to come, and then some special messages from our man of God are being made ready for us. So we are being positioned for the kind of results that are truly prolific and unprecedented. None of us should miss it. And I just want to show you why. Now, when those prophecies from the beginning of this 7 days of prophecy, which the Lord commanded that we do, remember, certain words have gone forth concerning what we'll do. Now, I want to just read something to you from First Chronicles so that you understand why the finance program is called Kingdom Finance Fundamentals, why it's coming and we're having it at this time. Just listen to a few. This, I'm going to read to you from First Chronicles. First Chronicles. I'm going in the wrong direction there. Okay. Now listen. This had to do with... Hallelujah. This had to do with King David. You know, when King David, after the death of Saul, you know, all Israel decided to make, they worked to make David king. They were determined that that which the Lord had declared. Okay, I'm reading from 1 Chronicles 11, verse 10. It says, "These are the leaders of David's mighty warriors. Together with all Israel, they decided to make David their king, just as the Lord had promised concerning Israel." And then it gives us a list of the kind of men that joined David. Then when you go to the next chapter, it says this. It says, "The following men," I'm reading 12 now, say 12, 1. "The following men joined David at Ziklag while he was hiding from Saul, son of Kish. They were among the warriors who fought beside David in battle." This is where I'm going. Number two, "All of them were expert archers, and they could shoot arrows or sling stones with their left hand as well as with their right." I'm going on to verse 8. "Some brave and experienced warriors from the tribe of Gad, they were expert with both shield and spear, as fierce as lions and as swift as deer on the mountains." 14. Another said, "These were warriors from Gad. They were army commanders. The weakest among them could take on 100 regular troops, and the strongest could take on 1,000. These were the men who crossed the Jordan River during its flooding at the beginning of the year and drove out all the people living in the lowlands and both the east and the west." Hallelujah. So, I mean, you notice there was something about them. They were all experts. They were expert at what they did. It continues. The Bible says, day after day, more men came. You know, you read this, listen to this one. It says, "Day after day, more men joined David until he had a great army like the army of God. These are the numbers of warriors. They were all eager to see David become king instead of Saul, just as the Lord had promised." It just lists the number. They came in the hundreds of thousands. Then it says, "From the tribe of Issachar, there were 200 leaders of the tribe with their leaders. All these men understood the signs of the times and knew the best course for Israel to take. All these men came in battle array to Hebron with a single purpose of making David the king of Israel. In fact, everyone in Israel agreed that David should be their king." These were skillful men. They were exceptional. men. Look at the ones they could use both left and right hand to use slingshots and to use arrows, and they never miss. Skill comes through training. It's experience and skill are not the same. Skill comes through training. And we are about to have training in this level that God has brought us to through this the 7 days of prayer and fasting with our man of God. As we are praying, we're being sharpened. You know, one of the things, if we go to day one of the prayer and fasting with Pastor, Pastor let us know one of the main reasons for our coming together to pray like this. Because, you remember, Pastor showed us a video, showed us these men of darkness being motivated by Satan are trying to do. You know that they are trying to take full control of the world resources. They have a lot. These men are very wealthy, but they are taking over and they are trying to plunder the world and plunder the earth and take all the resources. They're not satisfied with what they have. They are using subterfuge. They are using deceit to get all the resources Pastor gave us those 5 points. One of what they're trying to do is larceny. They're trying to take over the lands of nations, and they are about it. As we stand today, we know that Bill Gates owns more land in America than any organization. In actual fact, I don't think the government owns what he has. Of course, I mean, the land is basically the government's, but they're taking the land, and then they're going into other countries. As you know, he's in this nation right now, but we're dealing with him in the realm of the spirit. Deceiving nations. And people have been bought. I don't want to go into the details of what they're doing right now, what they've been doing in Nigeria. But listen, our prayers are working. Because as I speak to you right now, delegations are sitting down with the government. And honestly, when you listen to something, what they did with the curriculum, they were bought. But because of our prayers, they were withstood. There were some bills they were supposed to sign. Brothers and sisters, I announced to you this morning That meeting scattered. One child of God stood up, started speaking in tongues, and said, "This bill will not be written." They tried to kick her out. She stood her ground. And this happened. She stood her ground. The whole meeting scattered. Everybody there told her to shut up. They told her they wanted to bundle her out. They couldn't sign. That bill was to hand over. I don't want to begin to tell you what they planned. As we pray, we are sending, listen, I hope every one of you, and brothers and sisters, talk to your brethren, talk to your friends. If they're not joining Pastor, let them come to your house if they don't have internet access. We have to pray. Pastor said these next 3 days are so crucial. He said these next 3 days, that's today, tomorrow, and Saturday. When we're coming together to pray for 1 hour, an hour of power. You know, God has given Christ Embassy Lagos Zone 1 a voice. I don't know how many of you have registered and have asked other people. For our last hour of power in May, we had over 1 million people in attendance. This time we want to take it higher. God has given us a voice. We became Church of the Year, not just because of the things we did. No, it's because of the things we are about to do. We were given that authority, that grace. My brothers and sisters, what is going on? I got reports. What's going on in our nation right now? Our prayers are working. The woman stood up and she said no. She started speaking in tongues. They wanted to physically bundle her out. She said, "I'm not moving." God told her what to do. Holy Ghost woke her up, said, "Do this. When you go to that meeting," she did it. They left that meeting without signing. They were about to sign over this nation. They're joking. They are joking. It's not going to happen. It will not happen. Not on our watch. Not on our watch. The next 3 days are crucial for the world. So as they're moving around this nation, Nigeria is not for sale. Nigeria is not for sale. It is not for sale. It is not for sale. Nigeria is not for sale. Because from here, why do you think he's here? Why do you think Bill Gates came? Because our man of God is here.
And because our man of God is speaking out, and they're wondering how, where is pastor getting all his listen, I just read to you that they went to make all these warriors to make David king. Now our man of God, we know, is a prophet to the nations at this time. He is, and his voice can't be stilled. They that be with pastor, they that be with our man of God, they that be with us in love world, they are more. Kaya lava shekebo sahaya. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. But the voice of our man of God will not be stilled. His voice will continue to be heard. In the name of Jesus, this word will continue to go forth. We will be emboldened to continue to speak. And we are empowered. We are, the resources of the world have come to us. We have the wealth of the nations. We have the wealth of the nations because we are trusted to use this wealth for kingdom work. We are sending this gospel. We are preaching this message. The world will hear us. The Astral Rock are hearing us. Our senators are hearing us. Our legislators are hearing us. Our leaders of industry, they're hearing us. The leaders of institutions are hearing us. The deep state is cast aside. Their voices are no longer heard. In the name of Jesus, they have been lightly esteemed. In the name of Jesus, the media that are trying to push this agenda because they took jump change, they are set aside. They are lightly esteemed. They are not heard in the name of Jesus. They took jump change to sell Nigeria. No. Nigeria is not for sale. This nation houses the wealth of the nations. The nation of Nigeria, because we are here. We have the wealth of the nations. We have the resources of the nations because they have been ceded to us. Because we are the ones that have been trained to use the wealth of the nations for the kingdom, that God's will and purpose will be established. God determined that all men will see the good of the Lord. That means that everyone will be in wealth. Poverty did not come from the Lord. Not one member of Christ Embassy Lagos on one will be in want. Not one member of Christ Embassy Lagos on one will be in poverty. Not one member of Christ Embassy Zone 1 will ever look to the left or the right for food, for housing, for comfort, for schooling. Not one member. Every member of Christ Embassy Lagos on one is prosperous. Is wealthy, is in super abundance in the name of Jesus. Because that is what the Lord determined, and that is what is happening. In the year of the prolific church, the word of the Lord that went forth concerning us is that we will be prolific in everything, in every area of our lives. Prolific in our soul winning. Prolific in multiplying churches. Prolific in multiplying cells. Prolific in our finances. Multiplication of finances. Every group, over 1 million copies of Rhapsody of Realities. We are funding IPPC. We are bankrolling the healing streams. These healing streams, July edition, may be the last healing streams of the year. And healing streams have said, Christ Embassy Lagos on one, we need you to do 1 million copies of the Healing to the Nations magazines. We need to flood the earth with healing school. There's a Christ Embassy Zone 1. Can you do it for us? Christ Embassy Lagos on one, we need you to do at least 500 million for healing streams to fund the work we need to do for healing streams. Christ Embassy Lagos on one, can you do it? Yes, we have been called to do it. We have been enabled to do it. We can and we shall and we are. We've been called to do IPPC. That when we come to celebrate at the end of the year our victories and to receive more grace for the rest of this journey, Christ Embassy Lagos on one has been called. Can we fund IPPC? It is the largest ministry program in the year. Christ Embassy Lagos on one has been enabled financially. We have been enabled financially because it is the year of the prolific Christ Embassy Lagos on one. It is the year of the prolific Christ Embassy Lagos on one to seed the nations with. Rhapsody. Pastor said to us that this is the last opportunity that we have to finish that which Christ has done. And that we must do it. So we are seeding Rhapsody Realities with millions of copies, not a million, millions. Every group enabled. I don't know which church has decided that as a church we will do 1 million copies. because there are churches within Christ Embassy Lagos, not just groups, that will be able to do 1 million copies. I don't know which cell has decided that my cell will do it. I read out to you. These men said, they said, we will make David King. We are ensuring that Love World is bankrolling this war. A man of God will continue to speak this word, and this word will go forth. I don't know how many of you have risen up and said, Lord, I am that channel through which it will happen. It will happen, it will happen. So I will be that channel. My cell will make it happen. How many of you as individuals, one family, one man, you will do it as one man. I will take on a million. So as Christ Embassy Lagos and World, we are doing millions, brothers and sisters. We have come to the kingdom at such a time as this. We have come to the kingdom at such a time as this. We cannot be quiet. We will not be quiet. We were never small, and we will not be small. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, we are the great and prolific Christ Embassy Lagos on One. Call of God for this time. Call of God for this time. We are experts in war. We are experts in war. We are bankrolling this war. The war for the souls of men. Preserving the nations for the coming of the Lord. They will not fall aside. They will not fall aside. The Bible says that before that man of sin is revealed, there'll be a falling away first. That many will fall from the faith. But that will not happen. That will not happen on our watch. Before they fall, we'll have left. We'll have won too many. They would have heard too much. 7.5 billion. The few that will be left behind will be the many, many of those that are not even human beings. Because we already know that there are many already that are are sons of wickedness. They are not actually human. They don't have human spirits. Their names are not in the book of life. Those ones, they'll be left behind. And they'll be so tormented by, even, can you imagine that those wicked spirits even go to hell and torment them in hell? They torment one another. That's the devil. Nobody deserves any good because he's too evil. There's no good. Everybody is tormented. But we will live with them because they are coming into our churches. They are coming into our churches. They're coming into our churches. If you have a word, as we've been praying this morning and declaring, post it on the group right now. Esteemed Pastor Bjorn will read it out before we will round off for today. Remember, we're with our man of God, 6 p.m. this evening. Do not miss it for anything. And I hope you're fasting. You have to, because you see, we need to be so sensitive. Pastor said in these 3 days that today, that we're going to be hearing words. We must be, our antenna must be raised to hear and catch everything that the man of God is telling us. So we are fasting, you know, putting us food. I mean, come on, we can eat the food on Monday and enjoy yourself. Because from today, you know, we're fasting. Today fasting, tomorrow fasting, and Sunday is communion. So the next 4 days, we will not drop down because we're fasting. Monday we can have a feast. But for now, food, stay aside. Stay aside. Apart from the children, and if you're over 70, Pastor said if you're over 70, no problem. And if you're pregnant, no problem, you know. But for others, we are eating. Sorry, we are fasting, we're not eating. So we're not going to eat. So remember what Pastor said. We'll be so sensitive to hear everything that Pastor is going to say. I think, Pastor Gilden, do we have words on the chat room? Please, if we do, can we begin to read them out? Hallelujah. Oh, yes, I'm already seeing. Yes, yes. Oh, Karabashiti. I think, Pastor Gilden, begin to read out those prophecies. Thank you.
Praise. Thank you, Pastor. What's already coming in? I have one here from AK Billions. He declared and he said, we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world, and we are preserving lives.
Yes.
He said another one, he said, the wicked have surely gathered, but not by me, says the Lord. They have come out in one way, now they are scattered in many ways. They are scattered in many ways. AKT, that is Erechukwu Ogoma, the word of God, he says, and he declares, he says, the gates of hell cannot prevail against the church of Jesus Christ. And that is it. I've seen many more.
I've seen many more.
Just want to check.